And now, Lauren, let's turn to our Made in Arizona series, this time to a group of makers and a maker space with a higher purpose.
That's right. Much of what we hear about refugees today focuses on policies. How many refugees will be taken in? How many more are waiting for their day in court? But for those refugees who have fled their home countries and settled here in the U.S., their road is far from easy.
And for many refugees here in the Valley, that's where Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest comes in. The nonprofit offers a variety of classes in Phoenix designed to help women refugees in particular build skills for their new lives here.
And that's what brought me to their regular sewing class recently, where I met Rachel Bechtold, the Women's Empowerment Program Coordinator for the program, and a few of the women that they serve. So let's go take a look. What are we making today?
Today, they're mostly working on quilted centerpiece mats. So they are 14 by 14 inches, and they look really nice on kitchen tables or coffee tables. And Basir here is working on a banner bag that we make from repurposed event banners.
My name is Basir Adulari. I'm from Afghanistan. Came here 4 years ago. I learned to make a banner bag, another bag, messenger bag, backpack. Oh, yeah, everything.
Did you know how to sew before you came?
No. Yeah, I learned here.
How important has this been for you to kind of meet some of the other women here who are also from other places, but to gain a skill like this?
It's very good. It's nice, you know. We have a lot of friends in here. I speaking, you know, it's helped me to learn a lot of English.
So what are you doing exactly here? How are you measuring this out?
I'm measuring 19 by 21. The bag, but it's the pocket. I want to cut the pocket.
Can you say your name for me?
Leonie Mukavater.
Can you tell me how long you've been involved in the class? How did you find out about it?
Iri shuri ngiye kurirangizamo umwaka.
1 year already.
Has it been fun or challenging for you to learn this skill? I mean, it's not an easy thing to do.
I take a long time because I didn't know English. Yeah, to speak with the teacher when she showed something to do, I'm not able because I don't understand. But she takes her time to show me what to do.
Why did you want to get involved?
I like it because sometimes my clothes I need, when it's not good, I can fix it. And another thing, if I learn very well, I can work in the company, and that company I can make money.
Yes. So it's been a real a skill that you'd like to use in the future to work.
Yes, sure. Because I'm sick, I cannot work everywhere. This kind of work, I can do it and I can make money.
So where are many of these women from? How did they get involved in the program?
So a lot of the women are from Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, and we have one woman from Ethiopia. This class really is very, very popular among the refugee women in the community, and most of them actually find out about us from other refugee women. But we are also a refugee resettlement agency, so we tell all of our own clients about the program when they arrive, and we encourage them to come because it's not just important for the skill building and for the financial stability, but it's also a really good opportunity for them to socialize with other women who have gone through similar experiences. And you can kind of tell now that it's a really happy environment for all of us. We really make this a safe space.
And they're making aprons over here. And back here, I can see the quilted centerpieces. Where do you get all the supplies for this?
We get a lot of our fabric from the Art Resource Center. And the Women's Empowerment Program is community funded and supported. So we are not grant funded. So we receive a lot of in-kind donations that help us keep the class going. Because as you can see, we provide all of the materials for the women to sew. We get a lot of donations of fabric, thread. Joanne's gift cards are always fantastic.
Where did this idea come from? You said 11 years they've been doing this, but what was the idea behind it?
This program was founded in 2008 by an AmeriCorps Vista member who was hired to design programming for women. So the sewing class was one of the first programs started under the Women's Empowerment Program. And we've expanded a lot over the last 11 years. We also provide a leadership development program, computer classes, women's health and nutrition classes. We oversee the on-site child care.
It's important to have child care, you said?
Absolutely. Child care, I always tell people, is the backbone of our program because so many of the women that we serve, without having on-site child care, they really wouldn't have the opportunity to come because, you know, even for American women, the burden of child care often falls on the mother, and that's even more true for a lot of the refugee communities that we serve.
So I know everyone has a different story who's here, but give us a sense of some of the difficulties these women have lived through and survived to make it to the U.S. and to start a life here.
Absolutely. I mean, the average refugee lives in a refugee camp for 10 years or more. So a lot of the women here spent a lot of time in limbo, really not sure where their future was going or if they would ever be able to return home or if they could ever even get resettled, because we know that less than 1% of the world's refugees ever get a chance to be resettled in a third country. And a lot of the other pieces that come along with the refugee experience, I mean, a lot of them are separated from other family members, or there's a lot that comes along with it. And then when they arrive, there's also the process of integrating here, learning English, getting a job, learning your way around. So it's all very, it can be very traumatizing, the whole experience. So that's why we think it's so important to provide the programming here, giving them a chance just to create and just be human, you know, not be a refugee for a day.
So it's not all about like making money, but that's definitely a part of it. How have you seen this program and programs like it that you offer here benefit some of these women?
Well, it benefits the women in a lot of different ways. Obviously, we are here to provide them some extra supplementary income for their family. But, you know, our leadership program and all the other programs we offer, I mean, our main goal is really empowerment. So all of the other things that come along with it are sort of extra bonuses. But our goal is really to get them to a point where they feel confident in their ability to thrive here for themselves and their families and their children.
So where do these women, where can they take the skills now that they have them? I mean, I imagine the refugee, like you said, the refugee experience is difficult for everyone, but there are specific challenges for women. Does this help them kind of get on their feet?
Absolutely, and particularly because a lot of the women that we serve, because they do have small children, that can make it very difficult for them to have full-time employment at this point in their lives. So having this program for them as a means of supplementary income, and in addition to that, just a way to really get out of the house and spend time with other women, work on their English, it can really help them as they integrate here to their new lives in Phoenix and as new Americans.
Plus, they're making some really cool stuff.
Yes, definitely. I can't tell you how many bags I have at my house.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
That was my conversation with Women's Empowerment Program Coordinator Rachel Bechtold at Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest Sewing Class for Refugee Women.
And if you want to take a look at some of the products the women in that class make and maybe do some shopping, they have an Etsy shop, and we'll link that on our website. That's theshow.kjzz.org.